I am Planta on the line. This is thecommentary.ca. A look at British Columbia's artistic landscape is had in the forthcoming documentary, Cartographies. The film was shot, directed by Brian Johnson, and its co-writer and producer, Liam Allen, joins me now to preview the film, which premieres 10 p.m. Monday, the 17th of May, on the Knowledge Network. Liam Allen is the founder and president of Twofold Films. She's been in the film and television business for well over 12 years. She is co-chair of the Documentary Organization of Canada, BC Chapter, and is a board member of the Hot Docs International Film Festival. She also teaches at the Vancouver Film School and UBC. The website for more is twofold.ca. Some of the people profiled include Stan Douglas, Vita Hill, Michael Turner, and Fumiko Kioka, among others. They are profiled, and their work is viewed through where they live in British Columbia. Please welcome to the Planta Online program, Liam Allen. Good morning, Ms. Allen.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. The title, can you explain that?
Yes, well, Knowledge Network approached us to make a piece about several artists in BC, and each piece was commissioned as almost an individual piece. So each artist is profiled in a shorter clip. So in order to have a cohesive film that tied together, we started to recognize that because we were going all over BC, that we were, in a sense, sort of charting a map of artistic talent throughout the province of BC. So Cartographies sort of ended up lending itself to be a good name for it, and the transition between each artist, we actually sort of map where each artist works and lives, and it's a segue between each of them, so the viewer can actually understand that they're sort of going on a bit of a journey.
And you did you choose the artists?
We did. We had complete freedom, which was great, from Knowledge Network. They approached us and really left it up to us to find the artists. You know, and of course, we could have spent months trying to cover so many different artists. There's just so much talent here in BC. But we think that what we have done is cover a really wide range of different disciplines, people from different backgrounds. So we really want to celebrate the dancers, the writers, the painters, the sculptors in our province. It's always hard to narrow it down, but I think we have a great representation of just how much talent is here.
And you go throughout the province geographically, right?
We do. We go as far as Cranbrook, and one of our artists, Alex Cuba, he's a musician who actually resides in Smithers. We also caught up with a carver who collaborates with a glassblower in Tofino. And then, you know, a lot of the artists, of course, live and work in Vancouver, so we've focused on several of them here, but really wanted to travel around and show off the talent throughout the province.
And there is a relationship between where they are and what they do, right?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely, and that was also part of what we wanted to illustrate, is that artists that choose to live in British Columbia and work in British Columbia, they have various influences, both geographically and culturally, from either their, you know, collaborators or the people that they make their art for, or really just their surroundings. So, you know, there's one particular sculptor that we focused on named Brendan Tang, who lives in Kamloops, and I think the piece that we did on him really displays how, you know, his surroundings, his environment, the nature that he resides around, that resides around him, really influences his work.
And you see that not only with him, I guess all artists, it seems, that are from here have some sort of relationship to nature, and that's something that we see in this film. Is that correct?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, artists could choose to live in a very large sort of community like Toronto, where there's a lot of artists and there's a lot of galleries and there's a lot of representation. Whereas I think people who choose to work in British Columbia, they do so because British Columbia offers a lifestyle that's different from living maybe in a bigger city. So, you know, while some of the pieces themselves are interview style and we get an opportunity to hear from the artists of how their environment influences their work, we also chose to really just have some of the artists just express their work. So some of the pieces are performance, and some of the pieces are more interview style.
Now, how has living in Vancouver or living in British Columbia affected your work in film?
Well, that's a great question, actually, because, you know, a lot of people maybe move to either, you know, Toronto or larger communities in order to produce films. And certainly it's a bit more of a challenge when we don't necessarily have all of the distributors or broadcasters here in Vancouver to try and finance your films. But I really love the community here. I mean, I find it's a very supportive community. I've been working in film now for over 15 years in Vancouver, and still to this day work with so many of the same artists that I first met when I first started in the business. So I think it's a smaller community, and yet it's a very thriving one, and it's a supportive one. And then on top of it, the financing side of it, we're very lucky to have Knowledge Network here, who are what I consider doing documentaries that nobody else are doing right now. And in a landscape where it's so challenging to finance your films, Knowledge Network has sort of been this shining light for supporting really interesting work, really challenging work. And so we're lucky to have them here in BC.
We sort of forget about it, don't we? We think that they just show kids shows in the daytime. I stumble home at night, say around 11 o'clock, and I turn it on and I see some great documentary that, you know, that they've either made or that they bought.
Yeah. I mean, it's actually being headed up by some people who were originally at TVO in Ontario, and they came here a few years ago, and they've really revamped the channel, and they've really supported local independent productions and are seeking to really license some interesting documentaries.
You mentioned about working in this arts community here. You said that it was thriving and supporting. One would assume that that's within the community. What's the relationship with the artistic community and regular BCers, say? Do we appreciate our arts as much as we should, perhaps?
Well, I think the arts and culture of our communities right now is being threatened by maybe lack of support with some of the funding that's been taken away. So I think that, you know, when that happens, it's harder and harder for artists to promote their work and to reach their audience. You know, it's not just supporting them to do their work, but it's in fact supporting them to make it accessible to people. So theater people who are being funded can then charge less money for their tickets, or, you know, people can pay a bit more money to promote their work and make people aware of it. So I think, you know, what's challenging right now for artists is with shrinking support. More and more, you're finding maybe artists seeking to move to bigger communities, as I mentioned, or maybe not do as much work in a year. So, in that respect, I find that as a community, I think Vancouver really Vancouver and British Columbians really support their artists in terms of you know, attending things, but less and less so if they're not aware of what's out there. So this is why I think this documentary is so great, because it's really shining a light on so many different artists. And I really do actually hope to find a few people in our government to try and look at this film and see what talent we have here.
And these cutbacks, these have affected the disciplines that you profile in the film, all of them?
Absolutely. Yeah. No, I would say, you know, a number, right when we were shooting this film was when there was an announcement from our provincial government of, you know, so many cuts to the arts, and there's been a real rallying and protest to it. And I would say almost every artist, at least we found we were working with, were definitely affected by them.
Yeah. Do you think this is these cutbacks to the arts? Do you think this is a certain government's policy, or is this just a symptom, perhaps, of the recession or the economic times that we live in?
Yeah. Like, I think there is absolutely a response to the economic situation, and unfortunately, you know, it often tends to be the first thing to go. We look at arts programs and think that it's not worthwhile to support those projects when, you know, other things seem to take more precedence. And yet, I think it's so incredibly important in our society that we continue to have stories being told by underrepresented communities and stories being told by our artists, because that in fact shapes who we are as a community. And if you take that away, and especially right now when there's a lot of consolidation going on with our media, and a lot of the newspapers and news programs are being owned by just a couple of companies, then, you know, there's no place for the independent voice to be heard. So I think as artists, they are the representation of what's going on in our culture and in our society. And so it's so important to be able to hear those voices, but also just to, you know, celebrate that as well.
In the film, I haven't seen the film, so I'm looking forward to seeing it on Monday. You look at Vancouver, and what I read about the movie is that you view Vancouver as a sort of postmodern utopia.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there are some certain artists that work here. I think, you know, in the regard, Stan Douglas is a visual artist who really takes a look at Vancouver and the erosion of some of the culture of the city itself. And in the particular piece that we portrayed him in, he was actually doing an artistic piece that showed the old Hotel Vancouver, which used to be on the corner of Georgia and Granville Street, and it was this palatial old hotel that no one seems to actually know about. The archival photos of this place are phenomenal, and it was this beautiful building that was torn down. And Stan tends to look at the history of a place and how we tend to forget our own history. And so it's a really interesting piece that expresses that. So I think in terms of us looking at artists through those lenses, we really use Stan sort of as an example of that.
How did you and the director of the film, Brian Johnson, get together to do this?
Well, Brian and I had worked together before. We'd actually collaborated on a piece, a dramatic film called The Score, that was an adaptation of a local theater company's play. And that theater company was called Electric Company Theater, and actually we feature them in the piece as well. And so, you know, I just saw what a talent he was. He works not only as a director, but as a director of photography as well. So I knew that, you know, given the small budget of this film, that I would be able to have him direct, but also he could shoot a lot of the footage himself. But I also recognize that Brian is a huge visual artist himself. He's done an interactive film that was accepted at the Toronto Film Festival, and he's done a lot of work with local artists and has done a lot of really interesting interactive projects. And so I knew he was really tapped into the whole community here. So he just seemed to me to be the most obvious choice when the Knowledge Network brought this to me. And they said to me at the time, they said, you know, you could bring various different directors in because each piece is such an individual piece. But for me to have a cohesive one-off film, I really wanted to have a singular vision throughout the piece, and it really holds together from Brian's point of view. And yet, you know, Brian really also approached the artist in such a different way and was able to collaborate with whatever their discipline was. So the result is amazing. Like, he's just, I think it displays a huge talent from Brian. So I was really glad that I got to work with him in this project.
So the film, the premieres on Monday, the 17th. That's an hour, is it?
It's about 50 minutes, so it's just under an hour. And then if you miss it on Monday night, they're going to play it again on Tuesday night at 11 p.m.,
right.
So the 18th.
Is this the sort of film making that you're doing with this film? Is this what you usually do, sort of documentaries? I know that you did a short with Chad Lowe, right?
Yes, I did several years ago. Yeah, I mean, I've been working in several disciplines. My company is called Twofold Films because I do both documentary and drama. But, you know, it takes a long time to develop the drama, so I'm currently in production with another documentary right now. They tend to just get financed a little bit quicker, and so you can be in production more often with them. But, yeah, I love the discipline of both drama and documentary, and I think you have to be diverse to survive in this industry. And as you mentioned, I teach as well, so it's great that I get exposure to emerging artists as well and get a real diverse outlook on the medium of film and video.
What's the documentary you're working on? What's that about?
It's also for Knowledge Network. It's called Postmodern, and it's taking a look at the founding fathers of modernist architecture and how it was adapted by architects on the West Coast. And starting from LA, how it sort of moved up and influenced other designers' work all the way up to Vancouver. and how now there's this real hearkening back to a lot of the ideas that originated with some of the founders of modernist architecture. So that's being co-directed by Gavin Froom and Michael Bernard, and that's slated to be done later this year for production.
Well, we'll look forward to watching Cartographies on Monday. I appreciate the conversation today.
Great. Thank you so much for talking to me.
You're very welcome. The film is Monday, the 17th of May, 10 p.m. on the Knowledge Network. And if you miss it, it repeats the next night, Tuesday, the 18th at 11. The website for more is twofold.ca. The producer and co-writer of the film, Liam Allen, on the line in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Planta.